Transcript Truthers, Hollywood Floats Ukraine Call Conspiracies. By David N. G. on September 26, 2019. Hollywood celebrities are salivating over the House's impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump and are using social media to spread a host of conspiracy theories involving the July 25 call between Trump and Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Anti-Trump stars including Alyssa Milano, Deborah Messing, Patton Oswalt, Chelsea Handler, and John Cryer have recently tweeted unsubstantiated claims about the call and the subsequent transcript released by the White House. Milano has wildly extrapolated on allegations by a government whistleblower who claims that the White House is using a secret storage system to hold sensitive documents. The whistleblower, who had no first-hand knowledge of the call, was later revealed to have a political bias against Trump. They've been covering up potentially incriminating phone calls on a separate server, the Who's the Boss? Actress tweeted. Actress Piper Perabo floated the idea that White House officials doctored the transcript before releasing it. Can the White House edit the Ukraine phone call transcript before they release it? Asking for a nation, the actress tweeted. Will and Grace star Deborah Messing retweeted an Axios post that has since been debunked, claiming that Trump's insistence for the two leaders to discuss a possible investigation into Joe Biden was a precondition for the July 25 call. The tweet, which cites ABC News as a source, has since proven false, with ABC News correcting its original reporting. Messing hasn't deleted her tweet. Musician Mikel Jolet from the band Airborne Toxic Event tweeted as fact that the White House secretly edited the transcript. How fucking stupid do you have to be to edit the transcript of the call and still end up including hardcore evidence that you committed an impeachable crime? He wrote. Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt retweeted Jolet's post, adding, "Holy shit, the stupidity." Chelsea Handler wrote an obscene tweet predicting that the Ukraine call will end the Trump presidency. In Russia, Trump filmed the P-tape. But in the end, it's Ukraine that's finally going to fuck him. Two and a Half Men actor John Cryer suggested in a bizarre post that Paul Manafort is somehow related to the Ukraine call. Some Hollywood types crack jokes about the Ukraine call, including The Daily Show and Comedy Central and This Is Us producer Ken Olin. Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.